ministry of Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. Our vision, bringing people into the full realization of their potential in God, and our mission, building a community of believers whose lifestyle positively influences change in the society. Welcome to Lighthouse. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregun, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org.
Welcome to a God Experience service. God is a good God, and we thank Him for the privilege. Thank Him for His loving kindness and tender mercies. We appreciate you, His fragrance, for bringing us that reminder. Today we are faced with the global pandemic, COVID-19. A lot of people are mixed up. A lot of people don't even know what is next. Some people are beginning to say, is God the author of this? But just like we just heard in that song, God is a good Father. His faithfulness endures to all generations. Thank you for joining in our service today, wherever you're watching us from. We know it's such a difficult time in the world at the moment. We know that people are beginning to lose courage. We know that people are fearful at the moment. But hey, each time we read the Word of God, the very first thing that God usually says to His people is that, fear not. And that's the message that we bring to you at this beautiful Sunday morning. Do not fear. 2 Timothy 1:7, as a reminder, God has not given us the spirit of fear, but He has given us the spirit of love, power, and of a sound mind. So welcome to me with me today at this beautiful, or rather, I said beautiful, at this God Experience service, are two awesome men of God. You know, at this time, we just want to look into the Word of God. We just want to encourage ourselves. We just want to remain strong in the Lord and in the power of His mind. So I have two ministers of the gospel. We're going to look at this topic differently today. It's a topic we titled Thriving in Crisis Moments, such as we find ourselves, even at this time. And I know that, God is going to bring us today His many-sided wisdom so that we can approach the time that we live in well and better. And we can, of course, prepare ourselves for the future that He has in mind for us. Jeremiah 29:11, do not forget. He said, behold, for I know the thoughts that I think towards you, says the Lord. Thank God He has a better thought towards us. Much more than the economies of our nation, much more than the plan our parents can have for us, God has a plan for us. And there are thoughts of peace. He has a plan, He has a thought of peace. He has, and this thought, these plans are good to bring us to an expected end. So do not fear. We are in for the greatest time in the history of mankind. I'd like to officially welcome Minister Akin. Thank God for your life. Thank God for the things that God is using you to do, even at this time, bringing word of encouragement to people. And then thank God, Minister Bumi, thank you. I know that today's service is just going to be an awesome time. We will know how to thrive, even in crisis periods such like we have. And maybe I should throw the baton first to Minister Akin. And then just go ahead and unleash in the Holy Ghost today. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Thank you so much, Pastor Ayo. It's such a joy and an honor to be here, you know, with you sharing the gospel with the people of God all over the world. You know, it's a privilege that, you know, I don't take lightly at all. You know, we are such in a time in the world that, you know, men are experiencing. I mean, all of us, we are literally one way or the other locked in, you know, as a result of the global pandemic. You know, before the global pandemic, really, there have been different things that were happening. So the, you know, the economic issue, the trade war between U.S. and China, you know, all that back and forth exchange, you know, all ongoing, which is affecting some organizations who were producing in China, you know, increasing tariff and all that. So that was on one side. You know, then there was the threat from North Korea testing missiles, you know, and all that on another side. The nuclear weapon rumor, you know, the threat from Iran, you know, all of that on another side. You know, if you bring it back home to Nigeria, the extremists, the Boko Haram, you know, doing their killing in Northeast Nigeria, in Chad, in Niger, you know, all of that's going on. I mean, a lot of things were actually happening, you know, before the pandemic actually, you know, broke out, you know, starting from Wuhan in China. And within a few months, it became a global crisis that has now affected the economy, affected, you know, the healthcare sector, I mean, killed several thousands of people right now, with over 2 million people infected. And I mean, really, when we look at the time that we're in, it's actually a tough time. It's actually a difficult time. But, you know, Pastor, this just brings to mind what we read in 2 Timothy chapter 3. You know, Apostle Paul writing to Timothy in 2 Timothy chapter 3, he says, "But know this, that in the last days, perilous times will come." So that means, you know, the Bible says that all scriptures, you know, is given by the inspiration of God, right? So that means when Apostle Paul was writing this letter to Timothy, he was inspired to write it. And the reality is that from that time, they foreseen this time by the Holy Ghost, that in this time that we're in, the last days, difficult times is going to come. So what it means is that what is happening in the world, sir, you know, it's in alignment with what has been said. Remember in Matthew 28, Jesus Christ also describing to his disciples about the times, the marks of the end time, talking about wars, rumor of wars, pestilence, and all those things. Those are the marks of the end time. So the point is, can we really say that difficult times should not happen in the world? We can't, because it has been prophesied. You know, so the thing that we now need to note as believers is to understand how to thrive in the midst of the difficult time. Because the difficult time has not been designed to sink us as believers.
Wow.
It's just the experience that the world must go through before the end of the age will come. You know, and you know, if we go through that Matthew 24, you know, there was an emphasis that it says that, you know, after all of these things have happened, he said, "And the gospel shall be preached to all nations."
Glory, glory, glory.
You know,
glory,
for a witness. And Pastor, you know, you agree with me that this global pandemic and the lockdown has pushed a lot of gospel into the airwaves.
Yes, yes.
So, I
yes.
mean, we are beginning to reach the people that ordinarily we will not think of reaching because of what is happening.
Yeah.
So the difficult times that has come has also become a tool in the hand of God to extend the frontier of the gospel to the world. So people that usually will not open up to the gospel are beginning to listen. I mean, I heard of people being converted right now in the hospital, those that are down with COVID-19. They are opening up to Christian, you know, healthcare providers, you know, accepting Jesus on the sickbed because light is glaring them on their faces. You know, so it has opened up the whole channel for the gospel. So again, as believers, we can't see things the way the world sees it. Bible says that it says, "Don't say confederacy to what they say confederacy to. Fear not their fear." You know, so understanding of this will help us in positioning ourselves, you know, in a time like this. So really, there are tough times, there are difficult times, but there is a blessing in disguise,
yeah.
You know, for believers in this
yeah.
time. You know, I will allow Minister Bumi to, you know, to...
Well, before he comes
okay.
Because, I mean, what we usually like to do is to give us that opportunity to be able to jot things down, to be able to take note of things, and to be able to cross-check things by our own. I love what you said, that even before the global pandemic, there has been silent, you called it, trade war between maybe the powerful nations of the world,
That's
and
true.
Then there has been a little bit of the signs here and there, earthquake, unrest,
yes.
Terrorist attack, but
because we are just fighting what looks like a virus, which is invisible.
That's true.
Is an invisible war. That's why everybody's attention is called to this.
That's right.
But I love what you said, that difficult times, even though they are always there, they are not supposed to sink us. They are not supposed to bring us down. And I love what you said, which is the number one point, that even in the midst of these difficult times, the frontier of the gospel has been expanded.
That's right, sir.
I mean, ordinarily, people who will dare not listen to what God is saying or who will make mockery of God, they are beginning to respond.
That's
and I just want to see it from that perspective, even though there is fear in the atmosphere. But it is an opportunity for us to preach the good news.
Yes,
and we must never lose sight of that.
That's
no
true.
Matter how difficult. As a matter of fact, I will regard that as one of the thriving indices of crisis time.
That's
the
true.
Opportunity to preach the gospel. So, MB, let's say you.
It's really very clear in my heart, you know, and I hear it clearly in my spirit this morning as we just talk. God saying, God's got this, I got this. I hear God say, I got this. And then I'm not losing the handle on the world. I'm not losing the handle on what is happening. I'm very much in charge. And then from that point of view, we should stand to see what God is saying. We should stand to see what God is doing. I feel it's a better time for the church to be more excited. I feel it's a better time for the church to be more joyful, to be more alive to God, because God is actually working out his objective. Everything that God has planned from the foundation of the earth. I feel that COVID-19 was planned from the foundation of the earth. You know, it's not just going to appear on the scene. God has got this, and God is going to definitely, you know, achieve his purpose. Like you said, you know, talking about the old issues happening around the world, and all that stuff. The pandemic, too, is also one of the crises, you know, one of the difficult times that we would have to go through, you know, to become what God has called us to become. You know, it's one of those things we need to go through to get to, you know, the plan and the purpose of God. You know, Bible speaking, it said, be followers of them who through faith and patience obtain the promise. So we are following this, you know, to get to something. So there is something God is getting to in all of these things. And then we need to be clear, you know, clear about that. So just to bring our thoughts, you know, more clearly about how to actually get to thrive in this season. You know, I found out from studies that there is a strategic leadership model that is often used, you know, to actually get to define conditions and situations. This model was invented in 1987. And then at the time, the U.S. government... the U.S. Army actually, you know, embraced this model. It's called the VUCA model, talking about, you know, how that situations and conditions could be, you know. And V stands for volatility, you know, U stands for uncertainties, you know. And then in these times, just like you said, things seem to be so volatile, you know, the business, the systems of the world, there is much volatility outside there, you know, that leading to kind of uncertainties. What shall we do? What's going to become of these times? What's going to happen post-COVID, you know, and all that stuff. So volatility, uncertainties. The season seems to be complex. The situation seems to be really complex, you know, and all that stuff. And then all over the world, you're listening to news, there is ambiguity all over the place. So V talks about, you know, volatility. U talks about uncertainties. People are faced with uncertainties. What's going to happen beyond there? What's going to, you know, become of their business, become of their likelihood and all that stuff. But like I said as I started, God's got this. God's got this. God's got this. You know, I'd like us to check a scripture as we just explore this very little. Isaiah chapter 37. Isaiah 37, verse 31 to 32, reading from the NLT. The Bible speaking, it said, and you who are left in Judah, who have escaped the ravages of the siege, will put root down in your own soil and grow up and flourish. You know, I see it as a season for us to take root downwards, you know, and then we are bearing fruit upwards. So what I see, you know, what God is doing is there is fruitfulness coming out of this. There is productivity coming out of this. It may seem like we are our heads are buried, our hearts are buried, we are locked in. But God is working out some more dimensions of life. There is a fruitfulness coming out of this. There is a productivity, you know, coming out of this. Let me read on that scripture. It says, for a remnant of my people will spread out from Jerusalem, a group of survivors from Mount Zion. The passionate commitment of the Lord of heaven's armies will make this happen. So there is fruitfulness coming out of these things. You know, there is productivity coming, you know, beyond COVID. And then we really need to look inward. Like I said, we need to take roots downwards. For some particular businesses, you're asking yourself, you know, we are breaking down. We are not making more profit. We're not making more money as we used to make. I see it as a new time. Something new is emerging. Something new is evolving from this season.
Wow.
And then I see it as God wanting us to take roots downwards so we can bear fruits, you know, upwards. To thrive, simply to thrive, is actually looking inwards. In this season, it might look like there are no much activities, but sincerely, seeing from the perspective of God that there is something new coming out of this season, we need to actually bury our heads, you know, look at the vision again. Look at the ideas again. Look at, you know, the strategies again. So, as I said earlier on, it's looking like things are not in constructs. And let me speak to Lighthouse. You know, this is Lighthouse. You know, because God says it's a year of divine perfection, actually should bring to our mind that things are really not going to go perfect. You know, because if the sure word of prophecy is coming in the direction of, okay, it's a year of divine perfection, so we should expect that things will actually not go perfect. If God says it's a year of increase, definitely the devil will bring to our face, you know, I mean, maybe reduction and all that. And then we got to hold on to the sure word of prophecy to actually pray through, you know, to battle through, you know, the season. I'm going to just turn it over, you know, and then I'll take it up, you know,
but
later.
Before we pass it over, I'd like to read something out to everyone. I just love the word. I just love the word of God. But let me take a pause there. Can I ask you? You are giving us an acronym just for the sake of those who didn't get that down. That has to do with volatile, uncertainty, complexity. Let's can we take it?
Just okay. So like time. I said, it's a VUCA model. You know,
it's a model.
Yeah. It's a leadership strategy approach.
It's a leadership model.
Yes.
It's something that has been tested.
Yes.
Proven.
Yes.
And we can easily apply it.
Yes.
To our life.
And then there is still an answer we're still going to get back to, you know, how to actually apply. So it's an analysis model, you know, trying to see conditions and situations, volatility, you know, uncertainties, you know, how complex, you know, and then ambiguity. You see, COVID falls into that. It's seeming like, you know, there's volatility all over the place, you know, uncertainties, businesses, and all that stuff, you know, and then, you know, the complexity is all over the place. And then some people all over the place carrying news and information, it seems so ambiguity. And then I also come back, you know, my next session to actually give some perspective from Bible and on how to actually approach that, you know, going forward.
Good. So let me look at, let's look together at the VUCA model from the Bible.
Hallelujah.
Romans chapter 5. I read the first five verses. Actually, if you have a very good Bible, you find that there is always, contextually, there is always an heading. So it says, faith triumphs in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
It said, therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, and through whom also we have access by faith into this grace in which we stand and rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. And not only that, we glory in tribulations.
Mm-hmm.
Many people don't want to hear that.
That's right.
So our faith is actually not a ticket to utopia, which means everything, you just have it rosy. You make all the profit at the appropriate time. Nothing missing, nothing broken. But hey, sometimes because we live in an imperfect world,
yes,
the devil challenges what we choose to believe. So
yeah,
it says we glory in tribulations, knowing that tribulation produces perseverance, and perseverance, character, and character, hope. And then hope, which does not disappoint. Why? Because the love of God has been poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit, who was given to us.
Glory.
I mean, we can just corroborate that song that we sang earlier on. The fact that he's a good father. So I love what you said. I mean, let me just go over the point again. This is a tool. Crises are tools to extend the frontiers of the gospel.
That's right.
And you also encourage that no matter the trouble, no matter the crisis, God is still very much in charge.
Yes, sir.
So what he does for us in times of crisis is to build the strength of character in us.
Yes, sir.
And then you gave us that VUCA model. But you also said that we should rejoice in the hope of what is to come.
Yes.
And you highlighted it at the top point, that the aftermath of whatever it is in crisis is fruitfulness.
Yes.
It's greater productivity.
Yes.
And what is the posture? We must look inward. We must take root downward.
Mm-hmm.
And then the root, at the end of the day, the plant will shoot out. And there will be so much fruit. Minister Akin, just go ahead and give us further insight into this. It's getting interesting here today.
You know, thank you very much, sir. You know, just taking a cue from what Minister Bumi said, talking about rejoicing, you know, that takes me to Colossians chapter 1, you know, verse 27. Colossians chapter 1, verse 27. You know, it says, to them, God will to make known what are the riches of the glory of his mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you,
wow,
the hope of glory.
Glory.
I mean, when we look at the scripture, it's a mystery that God chooses to reveal to the Gentiles, you know, through us. So that means when things happen, like the way it's happening right now in the world, the difficult time that we're experiencing in the world, and people seem to be without hope, in the world, you know, because we have Christ in us, he bears the hope of glory in us. And you see, the hope of glory here, it's not just the hope of having heaven as our home, but the hope that things are going to turn out right for us.
That's true.
You know, that's why if we go to Psalm 16, the Bible says that, for I have set the Lord always before me, and because he's at my right hand, I will never be moved.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that means in the midst of this situation, in the midst of the tough times, as believers, we shouldn't be moved. No matter how hard, no matter how tough it is, we should not be moved. And sir, I mean, by the time we also connect this with Psalm 46, with Psalm 46 from verse 1, you know, saying that God is our refuge and our strength, our ever-present help in times of need. You know, most times believers take that first scripture and just run away with it.
Mm-hmm.
But you see, there are additional values that we can draw from that particular scripture. You know, he went further to emphasize the fact that even though the whole mountains be shaking, you know, there is shaking here and there. There is earthquake. There is, you know, things that happen in a way that we never planned. We never have envisaged, right? All of those things are happening. And it's like the whole world is in chaos. It's like trouble has come. There is no answer. He says, see, God is in the midst of you.
Hallelujah. Yeah. Glory to
Jesus. And you will never be moved.
Yeah.
You see, as believers, our perspective to this is the consciousness that God is in the midst of us and will not be moved. You know, the Bible speaking in Psalm 34, I think now, it says that many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him from them all. So the posture we should have at this time as believers is that irrespective of what is going on, God has that ability and is going to deliver us from all of those things. Now, to bring this home, sir, you know, in the news this last couple of days, there have been news of people that have been laid off. You know, there have been news of people whose businesses have been cut off as a result of decisions that some large corporations, you know, have made. There have been news of people that have lost their businesses due to, you know, some goods that they were expecting to fulfill certain contracts. And you see, all of those things are physical realities. But even though they are physical realities, they are not enough to rob us of our peace.
Why
we look not at the things which are seen, but the things which are unseen. So as believers, we don't draw our faith, we don't draw our hope from physical realities.
Yeah, that's true.
Right? The Bible says that we walk by faith and not by sight. Right? So the condition on the outside could look terrible, could look unprecedented, but the more we look inward, the more we look into God, the Bible says that, you know, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith.
Glory.
So
glory.
At this time, the more we look unto Jesus, the more we fix our gaze on Jesus, the more we are able to see revelation,
mm-hmm.
the more we are able to see blueprints as to what needs to be done, you know, at this time. You know, sincerely, Pastor, you know, at this time, we've been seeing different testimonies.
Wow.
Sincerely,
wow.
testimonies of you know people getting offer,
wow.
people you know being reached out to
so
take
in
on
the midst of
in the midst,
in
of,
the
this,
midst of the crisis,
in the midst of this crisis,
because people's perspectives are different, they have testimonies.
The realities are different.
Yeah,
you know because the perspectives are different.
Yeah.
You know the realities. That, and that's why as believers we don't allow what we see to form our perspective.
Wow.
Because
wow.
it's important
wow.
that you know. You know, Bible says that by faith we understand that the world were framed by the word of God.
That's
in
true.
Hebrews 11, you know, from verse 3, it says, by faith we know that the world were framed by the word of God. So that means as believers, we still have that capability to frame our reality
wow.
with the word we are speaking
glory, glory,
every
glory,
now
glory,
and then. You know, I mean, the Bible speaking in Hebrews 13, it says, for he has said, that we may boldly say. You know, he has
I feel
said
like
it. You know, he has said it. He has said it. You know, so he has
wow.
said his promises. He has
wow.
given us his word. See,
wow.
just like, you know, I like the perspective, you know, Mr. Bumi brought. God couldn't have given us the scriptures that this year is our year of divine perfection,
mm-hmm.
knowing that things are just going to be perfect in the world.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, it does not align.
Yeah.
It means that there's going to be a chaotic situation in the world.
Yeah.
But for us, there is perfection.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There
mm-hmm.
is completion.
Mm-hmm.
So we
yeah.
need to start speaking those words.
Yeah.
So the secret to our thriving in this time is aligning with God's word
mm-hmm.
and framing our word with this word of God.
Yeah. Wow, wow,
hallelujah.
Wow, wow, wow. You know... remind us. The point three is that the aftermath, let me just start from there. The aftermath, I mean, Minister Bumi brought that perspective, which just, I mean, it's just, I feel like just jumping and taking the roof.
Hallelujah.
The aftermath of COVID-19 for you and I, if you will align yourself with the word of God, it is fruitfulness.
Yes, hallelujah.
It is greater productivity.
Mm-hmm.
And I love what you now introduced.
Hmm.
So our rejoicing we should not lose our rejoicing.
Yes, sir.
Which is basically manifesting in joy.
Yes.
And you gave us the insight, the scriptural reference. And you know where I read in Romans 5 earlier on, it says, we have an access by faith into this grace.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Into
glory.
This dimension
glory.
Of living.
Glory. Glory.
And so, we can boldly say, which led me to the other thing that you encourage us, aligning ourselves with God's word, with what he has said. We give us a different perspective, and then it will inform our confession.
Yes.
It will inform our action.
Yes.
And so we can boldly say to you that there is no room for fear.
That's true.
Joy lives here. It
Hallelujah.
Lives on the inside of you.
Glory.
And you need to manifest your joy at this season so that it can swallow up all the facts and the figures, and then you can live in the reality of what God has designed you to be.
Hallelujah.
You are an overcomer. You are a victorious one. The greater one, which is God, lives on the inside of you. And God hasn't lost the situation. He hasn't lost the control. I know that when we begin to talk like this, really, a lot of people think that maybe we are not living in the same world. Like they are really, it's a question of perspective.
Yes, sir.
The difference is that we have just chosen to look from God's window.
Hallelujah.
And because when we look at the present realities, they can be overwhelming.
Yes.
And that's the truth. But we choose to base our life or live our life based on the truth of God's word.
Yes,
the Bible says, heaven and earth will pass away,
yes.
but this world will just not pass away without being
fulfilled.
Because
Hallelujah.
The one who spoke the reality of this world into existence is the one who is still upholding all things by the word of his
Hallelujah.
Power. Who is going? I mean, you were talking about VUCA the other time.
Yeah, so I'm just going to give some responses. So as believers, Lighthouse, and then every other person joining us, you know, all over the world, you know, it might be looking volatile, but I see God bringing new visions.
Amen.
You know, in response to volatility, visions are coming.
Yeah.
You know, new business visions are coming. you know, in response to uncertainties, you know, God is bringing us understanding of these times.
Yeah.
Because like men of Issachar, we have understanding.
Wow.
So while the world is seeing volatility, we are seeing visions.
Wow.
You understand what I'm trying to say? I've come to understand that each time that problems come up in the world, for us as believers, it should be a problem-solving period. So we can't run away from problems. You can't run away from difficulties like you started. But for us, there are problems, and it means our position should be, there is another problem to solve. There's another problem to be solved. You and I, you would agree with me that in all over the world, new solutions, health solutions, IT solutions have been bet, you know, via this period. So like I was saying, for volatility, as people are seeing volatility, we are seeing new vision. You know, as people are seeing uncertainty, we are seeing understanding. You know, people are seeing, what's the C again? Complexity. We are seeing clarity. So it's a time to actually get clarity. It's a time to get vision, you know, in response to volatility. It's a time to get understanding from God in response to uncertainties. It's a time to get clarity in response to, you know, complexity. As an employer, you know, and probably a top organization, this is an approach you should give, a new vision. Call your employees together. Put your people together as a head of an organization, as a conglomerate head. There is a new vision that should come out of this volatility period. You know, supply understanding to people, bring clarity. And in the face of ambiguity, let's build agility. Because finally, like Paul speaking in Ephesians chapter 6, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord. So God is using this period to make us strong, to strengthen our frame, you know, to solidify our belief system. Because something big is sure coming beyond there and holds for us, you know, beyond COVID-19.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Our minister can just give a touch to this.
Okay.
As we just begin, our time is okay. Today's service is running out.
Thank you very much. I mean, there is so much to dig out
of
the truth of God's
you word. Guys, we have to come back.
So much to be a player yourself. You know, I'll just say this in rounding up from me. You know, there's a story in Daniel chapter 3, you know, that we read about the three men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, you know, that connects with resonates with what's going on, you know, at this time. So those men were the time that their faith was being tried, you know, because one of the temptations of this time as believers is to want to compromise, right? You know, like whatever opportunity you have now may look like, oh, this is the only way out for you as believers. But by the time you evaluate it, I say that this thing does not align with my faith. You know, the best thing is not to do it. It's not to get on it. It's to keep our integrity with God. Maintaining that good conscience before God and man, it's important. And, you know, those men wouldn't bow, you know, to the king because they will not worship another god. They will not take up any idol other than God. And you see, they were put in a position that was life-threatening. They were binded up. You know, you can read the story in Daniel chapter 3. They were binded up and they were going to be thrown into into the furnace that is burning. And, you know, they were binded up. They were embarked on that journey. The men, the strongest men in the city, carried them into that furnace. And by the time they dumped them there, the pressure, the fire from the furnace was so strong that it consumed those men that dumped them.
Yeah.
You know, but you see, God didn't show up while they were taking them there.
Mm-hmm.
As they were landing into that furnace of fire, the Bible talks about the fourth man that appeared.
Yeah.
Wow. You know, and the truth is, we're in a time where God is going to appear for us. No matter how tough it is, no matter how
bad
it is, God is going to appear for us.
He's
going to appear in every situation. So we must have that consciousness. Even though it looks as if it was like the 11th, 59th hour, right? You know, but God showed up. God showed up. So no matter what you're going through, believe that God is going to show up for you at this time. And don't compromise your faith. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I mean, it's just so exciting that no matter the times and the season that we live in, God's word is still very active.
Hallelujah.
It's practicable.
Hallelujah.
We can depend upon it. And as we round up today's God Experience service, I'd like to remind you again, we know that these are difficult times.
Yes, sir.
I mean, the reality is just there. Except one is living in a land where there are no people.
In a dreamland.
The reality of this time is that there are difficult times.
Yes,
and like we said today, It's not just starting. There have been trade wars. There have been hearts of men have been failing them. There have been nuclear tests. And those problems have existed until we got to this invisible war. Mm. But in this time that looks like an invisible war, we share today seven things you can do to try. Number one, please see this. Take this period as a tool to expand the frontier of the gospel. And it's very important. The gospel is the good news. When men's hearts are failing them around you, speak the word of encouragement. Secondly, we said, no matter what happened, do not be fearful because God has got your back. He's still very much in charge. Thirdly, we said today that, hey, your own vision, the way you see things, is that the aftermath of this is that we are coming into a season of greater fruitfulness and productivity.
Hallelujah.
And then, fourthly, we said, don't lose your rejoicing, which must daily be manifested in joy.
Yes.
The joy of the Lord is your strength. We already have this access. Fear doesn't have a room here. Faith is only permitted here.
Hallelujah.
Discouragement doesn't have a room. The word of faith is what is permitted. No room for fear, because at the end of the day, our testimony will be that we win. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
And then fifthly, we said we should align our confession with the word of God. So our perspective to this season must be what God is saying. God says he will supply all of our needs according to his riches in glory.
Yes.
That must be your confession. Hallelujah. That must be my confession. God says he will never leave us nor forsake us. That must be our confession.
Hallelujah.
He says he is our shepherd. We shall not want. That
Hallelujah.
Must be our confession.
Hallelujah.
He said he is the strength of our lives. Whom shall we be afraid of? Mm. We can't be afraid of coronavirus.
That's right.
Yes, because we overcome. The greater one lives on the inside of us.
Hallelujah.
So our confession must align with the word of God. And then sixthly, we said, understanding these times that we live in, it's very crucial. Just like the sons of Issachar, they had the understanding of the time. And we said that in the place of the things being volatile, we should see vision.
Yes,
in the place of these uncertainties, we should get understanding into the times that we live in. It's a great opportunity for new businesses to emerge.
Hallelujah.
It's a great opportunity for a existing one to be strengthened.
Hallelujah.
It's a great opportunity for you and I to be strategically placed in our professional path. So we must understand that times God is looking for problem solvers.
That's true. That's true.
I mean, we need to have cure. Cure for this virus. Cured for other diseases that are ravaging humanity, cancer and all that. So it's a great opportunity. And so our mind must be open. And lastly, we have encouraged that we must become a dream man, a dream woman for God at this time. There's no compromise. I mean, a whole lot, the human instinct is that when things are not working, many people just want to do things for self-preservation, but no. Be the one who sees. Daniel 1, it says, Daniel purpose in his heart. So this is the time of your proving, even as a Christian.
Right.
And God will help us, will help you, will help us. We will not fail the test because
Amen.
God is looking for a voice
yes.
or voices in every generation.
Yes.
And you can be God's dream man, God's dream woman for this time. And then I love what you ended with. The fact that when we choose not to compromise, the fourth man will appear.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Right.
And he's already all around us.
Hallelujah.
So as we pray, as we meditate in his word, as we yield ourselves to the Holy Spirit, hey, let's watch out for the fourth man.
Hmm.
The fourth man, interestingly, in that passage that you quoted, wasn't visible to the natural eye. It took God to open the eye of the king to actually recognize that there is a fourth man
yeah.
that is in this fire. Never forget, Hebrews 13, 5 and 6, he will never leave us,
That's
nor
right.
forsake us. He says, so that we may boldly say, the Lord is our helper. Nothing any man can do to us. I'd like to appreciate you. I think you guys should just come back and just give us models that we need to work with. And you know, that's just what this month is all about. So just share in all our services. The God Experience service like we had today, and the Beautiful Exchange service on Wednesday, practical tips, usable tips that can help us not only sustain us through this period, but can help us to prepare ourselves for post-COVID, because the new normal is here. And it will take union with the Holy Spirit to operate in the new normal. Can I pray, or can we just agree and pray with the people of God today? Father, we want to say thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you for the service today.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for your word.
Thank
your
you,
word
Lord.
Is alive from the beginning.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you for opening our eyes to see the riches of your word.
Thank you, Jesus.
And today, thank you because we have sent your word.
Yes.
And your word has healed. And your word will also deliver from the veil of ignorance is taken away from our minds.
Yes,
we receive the engrafted word and we walk in the reality of the new that you have unleashed on planet Earth.
Yes,
thank you for everyone under the influence of this service
thank
and those
you,
who will watch it later.
Thank
Lord,
you,
in terms of replay, thank you for opening our eyes of understanding to see you at this time.
Yes,
the eyes of our understanding are flooded with light.
Yes, Lord.
And we will see, we will embrace, we will enjoy the riches, our glorious, the riches of our glorious inheritance in Christ. Thank you, Heavenly Father.
Thank you, Lord.
And I pray for this particular person. You have pain at one part of your body. You can feel a ticklish sensation at that part right now. That is the power of God at work in your life. We rebuke that spirit of infirmity. Go in the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
You begin to amend now.
Amen.
We declare health and wholeness is restored to you.
Amen.
Thank you, Heavenly Father.
Thank you, Lord.
As many who are sick, watching us today, we declare healing.
Amen.
The Son of God makes you whole. From
Amen.
The crown of your head to the sole of your feet,
Amen.
You are made whole.
Amen.
In Jesus' precious name.
Amen.
Thank you for joining in our service today. You want to share your testimony with us, or you have a prayer need, and you want us to stand in agreement with you. The word of God is real. The word of God is truth. The word of God is relevant in our generation. That word is what we have. We call it the word of faith, and it will prosper you this week. God bless you for joining in our service. Have a fruitful week. We love and appreciate you. God bless you in Jesus' precious name.
Amen.
Bye for now. See you on Wednesday by the grace of God.
This message is brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregon, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org. For more,